What's good, everybody? We're back with another episode of We Just Be Talking. It's your host, Gold, and I'm joined by Casino T today. He's returned. Say hello.
I'm back.
I ain't gonna lie,
boy.
That just pissed me off. All right, bro. No diddy. Anyway. So, you know, he's Casino's back this week. We had what week are we in the NFL? I didn't even pull up my notes or anything.
That's well, it should be week crazy. 7, ain't it?
I think we just finished.
Going to week 8?
We're going to week 8. Should be at the halfway point. Well, it's hard to say a halfway point because, you know, you got to have the extra game for the ratings, man. You know? Like, all right. But, yeah. No, actually, we're on week 9, dog. This is week 9.
It's week 9?
Yes. Oh. Yeah, so we all halfway done, actually. Yeah. We're over. But yeah. Damn. NFL season flying by this year. I didn't realize how far we were. Wow.
I'm getting sad thinking about it now.
Same. I thought we had more time. Damn. But yeah, we had week 9, bro. We only got like 2 more months of like consistent football for the playoffs start. Damn. Wow. Damn. Okay.
Depressing, ain't it?
Yeah, it is. I ain't gonna lie. It kind of is. But me and... I'm not gonna talk about the college playoffs. That shit bullshit now. Anyway, so... there's a lot going on this week in the NFL. We had some controversial moves that some teams made. We'll get to in a moment. We had some very intense and close games that came down to the wire. It was a very competitive week of NFL football. Starting off with our Thursday night game.
And some prayers.
Yeah. You know, we had some things going. You know, some showboating that led to, you know, to getting shit on off a chance. But we'll talk about that all that in a moment. All right, so let's do the weekly rundown of the games. We had, excuse me, it takes me a second to read this, my glasses, I don't have my glasses on. We have the Thursday night game starting the week off. We had the Vikings against the Rams, which surprisingly was a very good game. It actually was a very good game. It was some controversy because the Vikings should have had a chance to drive down the field and score, but they missed the face mask call. You know, it was obvious call too, like very obvious. It was kind of crazy they missed it. We had Puka and Cooper return. They put on the show, had a great game. The Rams are actually a very fun team to watch, in my opinion, when healthy. So we'll see how they pan out. They might make a run for the playoffs, win that division. That division's up for grabs right now. So we're going to see how the NFC West does because it's kind of in it by. I think the Cardinals are leading it right now, which is insane at 4-4. But yeah, we'll see what happens. We had our Sunday slate because every team played this week, by the way. It was no bye weeks because they added extra games. So it's basically 3 weeks we have where there's no bye weeks at all now, which is kind of weird, but whatever. So we had, and then the numbers for team, you notice how weird it be with side involved before we continue to slate. You ever notice on Casino how, like, now since they changed the rules, it's so weird how the bye weeks work because, like, 2 teams going to bye 1 week and then 4. Did it go to none?
Yeah, it'd be throwing me off, especially in fantasy.
Right, yeah, it'd be messing me up. I'd be like, dang, I said they on a bye week already, and then they going, it's a lot to keep up with. But that's neither here nor there. And it's gonna be crazy when they add this 18th game in a couple years. I know it's coming. we had the Eagles and the Bengals. The Eagles shitted on the Bengals. Actually, it was actually a dog walk. Jalen Hurts had what, 2 rushing touchdowns, I believe. Maybe 3.
Yeah, he looking like good right now.
Yeah, he looking like himself.
Finally.
Yeah, he got his teammates back, though, because, like, people were shitting on the Eagles. However, you know, they were missing both the starting receivers. They was missing, like, 4 linemen. You know, all they had really was Goddard and Goddard is out now, I believe. They had Goddard and Barkley and Hurst, and the defense was kind of whatever. But they started, they've been playing Cooper DeJohn. I think that's his name. You know, the white corner.
I mean, you Mr. Jalen Hurts, you got Tim's, you got everything, you got a perfect smile, perfect hairline, toughen up.
The amount of time they hit on him for just being a person is crazy, bro.
Yeah, get out the mud.
It's insane.
Is that now you know what it's like to struggle in life?
Exactly, that's how they be, bro. That's hitting on the head. The Bengals been kind of weird
with the slash X.
Yeah.
Oh, Bengals. Through it, I'm tired of I like that Joe trying to be optimistic and say, you know, we can still make the playoffs.
You say 10 gets us in. I ain't going to lie, Joe. Looking at this standings right now, 10 might not get you in this year, fam. I ain't going to hold you. 10 might not get you in. It might not get you in, bro. We'll get to that in a moment.
You can only lose 4 more games.
Exactly. 4 more games is crazy. We're going to get to that in 1 second. Let me go ahead and do the rundown of the games real quick. We had the Ravens and the Browns. Jameis had his season debut. He threw for 334. He beat Lamar in a thriller. It was some missed opportunities for the Ravens. They could have sealed the game twice. They had a wide open pass down the middle of the field for Rashad Bateman. Sun got in his eyes and he dropped it. Then we also had the Kyle Hamilton, I believe. Had a game. He had a game sealing pick, but dropped it. And James came back to the fouling play and scored a touchdown. So what is his name? Tillman. Who was a fantasy savior for a lot of people last week. So, you know, Ravens dropped down to second in the division. Steelers, of course, are first. We'll get to that game, that snooze fest later. We had the Titans and the Lions. Complete domination. It was funny because I think Jared Goff threw for, 30 yards probably for the entire game. And they won 52 to 14.
That's beyond domination. I ain't gonna lie. I don't know what to call that.
I mean, Gil's
that was a... embarrassment ritual for the Titans had to be.
I mean, Gills ran for 127, and then Montgomery threw a touchdown. Matter of fact, he threw one. That was crazy. He threw one and he ran for one. Insane. We had the Cardinals
I was about to say, he must be thinking he Walter Payton out here.
I mean, hey, he playing like
sometimes, him. You know.
I understand. It's okay. Y'all have fun, the Swifty. We had the Cardinals and the Dolphins. The Cardinals, like, barely beat the Dolphins. Tua came back. Tua had a pretty decent game. He had a bye snap to kind of mess that thing up for him. But, you know.
You heard what he said?
I saw earlier. I caught a clip of it. I didn't watch it, though.
That man said, y'all don't know. It's not that easy to catch a ball back there. Y'all just sitting at home eating chips. I'm like, hey, bro.
All right, fuck
you. You've been practicing. You've been playing football for a very long time. That is the worst thing I've ever heard when it comes to lack of accountability on fumbling a snap. Y'all don't know what it's like to catch that ball back there.
I ain't gonna lie, pause first. But yeah, I mean, it's just kind of crazy.
And then you diss the fans and say, y'all sitting on the couch eating chips.
I mean, you was never mind. You damn near vegetable, you bitch. But that was far. But if fuck him for that, dog.
No. He out here gambling with his life.
Yeah, you out here saying you're
concerned about you and you want this one.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Fuck him, dog. Like, you one hit away from being a vegetable, dog. Chill out. Come on now. And it's crazy how they say his his doctor's saying, like, you know, he's not in no urgency to retire and all that. I said, man, that's bullshit, dog. He didn't have about 4 concussions, dog. That's insane. I'm sorry. I don't want to hear that.
After that bullshit, he said, give him 2 more.
Shit, that's probably why he said it. Them concussions starting to fuck with him.
He has been very open with what he say now.
After every concussion, he come back more sassy. I've been noticing it. It's a trend.
Talk grizzly.
It's a trend.
So, and sidebar, one more thing. I'll low-key be forgetting that the Cardinals exist.
Yeah, they one of them teams that nobody really got no, ain't no fans. They ain't got no, like, nobody talk about them at all. They really ain't got, like, no fans for real. Like, I forgot the Cardinals this one when Larry Fitzgerald left. Yeah, I know Hopkins was on that team for a little minute, but I didn't even care what Hopkins was.
I forgot he existed. He was on
there. Yeah, I forgot he was even in the league at one point. Damn near. So, I understand the Cardinals one of the teams. We had the Jets and the Patriots. Patriots pulled it out 25-22 off a game-winning touchdown. Jets are cooked, like I said it was going to be. They're done. They're just, Aaron Rodgers, it's time to hang it up, buddy. Time to hang it up. Shout out to the Patriots, though, for winning the game. I want us to never win another game again for this season. I'm happy we beat the Jets, though. Y'all know what I said last week when Casino wasn't here. I was like, we're going to beat the Jets. I literally said later, I said, we're going to beat the Jets. I said, I'm not even saying that because I'm a Patriots fan. We're just going to find some way to beat them. And literally it happened. We just found some way to beat them. Drake May got hurt and all, and we still beat them. So, hey, it is what it is. Yeah, happy about that.
We shoot the bucket with that one.
Exactly, and I knew it was gonna happen. I said it's just gonna Jets. I felt it. We had the Falcons and the Bucks. Falcons won. Not much to talk about there. I mean, kind of Kyle Pitts scored a touchdown that shouldn't have been a touchdown, but they gave it to him anyway. So, it's whatever. The Falcons 4-0 in the division. They're probably going to win it like we claimed at the beginning of the year. So, hey, it is what it is. But they're following the script according to how we thought it was going to go. It's going how we figured it would. So, hey, it is what it is. We had the Packers and the Jags. Packers won. Jags almost came back and beat them. But, hey, things happen. Jordan Love pulled his groin. He has another injury. So, let's see what happens with that next week. We had another close game with the Colts and the Texans. Texans ended up pulling that game out 23-20. However, they lost Stephon Diggs to a season-ending injury, ACL tear, so he's out for the season. That's decimating their offense, in addition to them losing Nico Collins earlier this year. Forgot what his actual, I think it was a hamstring he pulled off the, like a 70-yard touchdown. So he's still out. So they have Tank Dell and Mitchie, the guy to play, you know, John Mitchie the third, Bama. Yeah, shout out to him for playing, bro. I'm happy he actually, you know, seen the field. Shout out to him, bro. He been through a lot. Appreciate that's like a big news to see him on the field, dog. Like, happy to see that for real. On the serious, like, I'm real happy to see that.
About the other big injury that happened during that game.
What other big injury happened that game?
Shit, man. My boy Anthony Richardson, man, he was tired out there. He had to check himself out. He couldn't deal with it no more. You know, his lungs was collapsing.
I know, bro. Fatigue. So it's crazy, huh? You see what that got him, huh?
Yeah, man. He had to be. He can't even play next game. That's
Bro. Like, he has to take an extended break to catch his breath. Like, they got him on an extended break to catch his breath. It's insane.
It's crazy. You know, he went out there. He took a gamble with his life. He laid it all on the line. Proved not to be worth it in the end, you know?
Hey, man, the sad reality of sports, huh? You matter till you don't.
Yeah, shout out Joe Flacco, man. You're elite. Not back then, but you are now.
Oh, the serious note, though. Yeah, the Colts lost to the Texans 23-20. I ain't a lot of Texans. I know the Texans are 6-2, but they don't look that good. They're not going to make much noise. They don't look that great. The defense is solid, but other than that, the Texans, like, you watch the Texans play, you're like, bro, how are y'all 6-2? It's like the Chiefs. Excuse me. It's like the Chiefs. Chiefs are 7-0. But if you watch the guy, huh?
I know why the Chiefs undefeated. That's different.
Yeah, I'm about to say.
Holmes over there.
Nah, ain't even that, dog. You know, the refs got to make it to where they make the Super Bowl, so Taylor Swift can be on the screen. That's all. It's for us for money. I'm convinced at this point because I don't be understanding was how some things happen with them. But yeah, it's like the Texans never looked that good this year. To be honest, they just like they just been winning games, but they don't look like a dominant team. Like, I don't look at the Texans on the schedule and have fear in my heart. Like, CJ hasn't been bad, but he's been good. It's just the team is all like they just been some injuries they're dealing with. They haven't really been dominant. I don't think they've really had any like blowout win besides against us, really. And the Broncos, maybe, I think. Did they play the Broncos yet? No, that wasn't a dominant win either. The only dominant win they had was against us. Matter of fact, no, because they played y'all, but that wasn't even a dominant game. That could have won either way. They really could have won either way. The defense pulled that one out. To be honest, yeah, I'm looking at their record now. They started off Colts 29-27, then Bears 19-13. Oh, they lost to the Vikings 34-7. They got shitted on by them. Then they played the Jaguars 24-20. Mm-hmm. Then they played the Bills 23-20. Patriots 41-21. That was the game they of course, the dominant game. They lost to the Packers 24-22. They beat the Colts this past week 23-20. You know, that game's been very close games. I don't think they should be underdogs to the Jets this week like they have. Like, they got the line set up. I don't think that should be the case, but I don't think they're that, like, you know, not dominant, like not impressive to where they go. They underdog to the New York Jets. Like, the Jets are
Jets are the ultimate underdogs.
Yeah, like the Jets are like a horrible team. It's a horrible ran team. They haven't won a game since they fired Salah. Robert.
Organization.
It is. You're not wrong.
I'm mad because I picked them to do something this year. Because I'm thinking, okay, you got A-Rod, Garrett Wilson. You know, he performs even without. I'm like, dog, y'all did better with Zach Wilson at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't even an excruciating because, like, the expectations wasn't high. You come in with high expectations and you do the same shit you was doing last year.
Mm-hmm.
You go get Devontae and you still ain't doing shit. So
Devontae, like, he ain't real on the team, dog. He's just there. He washed too.
Honestly.
To be honest, I'm not even being mean. Like he about washed too. But yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like with the Jets, like I told you before the season started, I said, I guess your point you was making about when we were talking about the division. And I was like, the Bills are going to win a division because until another team can show anything, which none of them will, the Bills are going to win that division. It's just one of them divisions now to where, like, whoever, like, the Bills is the team that's the most put together at this point, the most consistent one. They're going to win it. And, like, the defense is not going to be great, but the defense has been surprisingly way better than I thought they were going to be. Not going to lie. They've been way better than I thought they were going to be. They've been very solid. To say they were supposed to be in a rebuild this year, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
That's what I say. They lost so many starters. And like you said, they were supposed to be in a rebuild this year, but shit, it don't even look like that. I mean, you got Amari Cooper, so you got your number one now. Your defense solid. Mar Hamlin doing his thing. Praise the Lord.
And opening up, and then Cooper, I'm sorry to cut you off, but getting Cooper too, that opens up Keon Coleman. Like, he's been balling. Like, he's been having better, he's been playing better than Cooper. Cooper's just a distraction. At this point, Keon been the one carrying, to be real with you. Like, Keon had some very great games since Cooper came. So, that's another thing.
He was expected to be a one. That's the main problem. He like, we won. Ugh.
And we said that. Hell, Shakir had a good game, too. He went for 107 this past week.
Oh, that's the GOAT.
Yeah, I told everybody's in their right spots now. I said that. Well, you wasn't here, so I didn't tell you. But I said last week, I said with the addition of Amari Cooper, that slid everybody to their right spots now, where they're supposed to be. Cooper is your one. So he might not get the numbers and all that, but he get the attention. So it's fine. Then your second one, you got Keon. Keon is a very solid. He'll be a great number two option to receiver. Like, just because of his size and all that, like, he's great. He's great at that. And then Shakir's in the slot. Shakir's a great slot receiver. That's where he's supposed to be at. So now everybody has moved to where they're supposed to be at, and they're flourishing. It's way better. They have a way better passing attack now because they have everyone basically assigned to where they need to be at, to where they can thrive, where they'll be the most successful at. Like, yeah, Keon can take on number one status, but he's going to do so much. He's a rookie for one. Nah. He got to learn the game. I just feel like he's a two. You know? Go ahead.
We'll see what he develops into to about 2 years, but
exactly,
like, right now he a rookie, first year out of college. He's still learning. Give him some time.
Exactly. And he's been getting better as the weeks go on. I would give him that. He's been getting better as the weeks go on. But like, that addition helped him out a lot. Like, that one move, pushed them ahead a lot. Like, as far as like how the offense looked. The offense looked better. Yeah, Josh Allen threw an interception finally, but I mean, it's the NFL. If you start enough games, you're gonna throw one. Like, it's going to happen. Jordan Love is, like, he got, like, 8 or 9 on the things. And, yeah. And he missed, like, what, two games? He's tied for league, huh?
I was about to say, look at Baker Mayfield. He just threw for 2-3 of them in the game.
Back-to-back games, too. Because he threw for, what, like, 3 against the Saints, I think, or 2?
And then
the Ravens, it was the Saints. Then the Ravens last week, he threw, like, 2 then. Matter of fact, I believe. Yeah, he threw like 2 because Humphrey got one. Yes. He threw like 2.
Marlon Humphrey got 2 of them bitches.
That's what I'm saying. Like, he been throwing them a lot. And then Mahomes is throwing a lot of them too. Nobody talking about that, but Mahomes been throwing a lot of picks too.
He ain't got to bring up Patrick LeVon Mahomes the second, okay? He's the GOAT.
LeVon Mahomes the second is nasty work. Oh my God. That is a crazy name. But,
hey, his name is wild, but. He got LeVon in there. You know I'm a LeVon fan, so.
I know. It's just funny.
It's hitting my heart right. Pause.
But, yeah, it's just with the Bills, it's like, that's why I said, like, until a team, it's like, and then I felt you come from with the Dolphins. I understood that, too. But I was, like I said, the Dolphins' problem is they win the games, but then they fall off. It just happened to be this is the year that Tua got hurt again, so they didn't even get to that point. They didn't get to that part of the season. They just going to be the part they're going to losing games because they should be winning. They're not even going to get to the part where they win, like, 5 games early on, and then just fall off. They already fell off, so it don't matter. So they're done. So it's just like the Bills will go. I feel like the Bills are the best team, and we don't matter. We just playing for draft position. We playing for pride.
Yeah, spoiler.
Yeah, like pride, we spoilers. We playing for spoiling and the love of the game at this point. That's all we here for. We ain't got nothing else for you. The love of the game is spoiling. That's it. We ain't got nothing else. So
hey, man, you need good spoilers in the world.
Yeah, they got a couple of them in the league right now, to be honest with you. A couple of them. The Browns are one. The Browns are making the playoffs. They're going to be spoilers. They're going to ruin somebody's season after one win. They're going to be like the Lions was that year against the Packers.
It's going to be crazy because they're going to do that shit and the Jameis will come out preaching afterwards.
You know, can't wait to start that.
We got to the promised land, but one day we will make it to the promised land.
I can't wait till you get that mega church. Dog, it's gonna go crazy when he retire. I can't wait.
Oh yeah, I can't. I'm gonna go just one time.
Got to. But yeah, that division's just weird. I just knew the Bills were gonna. I just thought the Bills were gonna be the best team in there. I didn't think they're gonna be as good as they are because, like I said earlier, I thought it was gonna be a rebuild, but. They lost all their defense, and they had a plan. They had a plan. And they got better coordinators now and everything, apparently. Like, they got everything going, so they got better coaching. So, because, I mean, they coach shitted on shitting on the defensive coordinator last week. Like, yeah, we got better in that regard. I was like, wow, okay. So, then we had the shout-out to the Bills. Shout-out to Josh Allen, the top three MVP candidate. He ain't going to win it, but he top three MVP candidate. So, shout-out to him.
You got Lamar Jackson that exists.
I ain't gonna lie. It's looking like we're gonna get there in a second. Well, Panthers and Denver, do we gotta talk about that?
It's the Panthers. My boy Xavier Leggett, he got him a touchdown and rode that horse.
Yeah. Down the field. You see how he saw asparagus.
Hey, I was looking at it earlier, I'm like, Lord, you sound like a old nigga.
Yeah, bro.
Boy, I was really eating asparagus.
I had to look up because I was like, he didn't talk like that before. And they showed a video like he pushing the accent like extra heavy now, which is funny to me. I think it's funny. So yeah, but
hey, he down bad. What? So I don't eat vegetables. I said you fucking Tyler.
Yeah, hey dog. I don't know, these NFL and professional athletes in general don't be eating. Look, shit, Anthony Evans the same way. He eat fucking McDonald's and Popeyes.
Anthony Evans. I'm thinking about Anthony Richards. I say he a part time NFL player. My fault.
Wow. So we ain't got nothing to talk about with the Broncos and the Panthers. Bo Nix been looking great. I ain't gonna lie.
Bo Nix been doing this thing.
He been looking really good. He getting comfortable. He gotta work on getting settled in the pocket a little bit. He looking great. And remember when he got drafted, I told you, I said I don't think it was a bad pick. I think that was, me and you both agree. We was like, I don't think that's a bad pick for the Broncos. Cause you know all the big analysts were saying all the big analysts were saying, like, well, I feel like the Broncos made a mistake. Like, they went to Bo Nix of all people. I'm like, I ain't gonna lie. I like Bo Nix in college. I think for Sean Payton, that's what he need. Somebody can push the ball downfield, scramble a little bit. Excuse me. Like, that's what he needed. So.
Yeah, it's minor running that system, and that's it.
And, hey, currently as it stands, they're going to make the playoffs. If the playoffs started today, they are in it. They are the fifth seed. They are 5-3 currently. So, hey. Like a successful term so far to me. We had the Chiefs and the Raiders and whatever. I don't care. Chiefs won. Whatever. Raiders almost won't beat them. Whatever. Chiefs 7-0. Whoop-de-whoop-de fucking do. We had the Bears and the Commanders, which was the game of the week, which I called last week. I said it was going to be I literally said it's going to go either way. Just depending if Jaden played or not. At the time of recording, I did not know if Jaden was going to play or not. But I did say it was going to be a very close game. It was going to inch it out barely. Like, it was going to come down to like a last kind of play thing. It literally came down to the last play. Even though the last play was very controversial because they had a lot of things going on with it. I'm going to let the resident Bears fan Casino T give his thoughts and opinions on that game at this very moment. The floor is yours, sir.
Okay. Last play of the game. Not gonna make any excuses, but it's gonna sound like excuses. Bunch of holding calls, Tyree Stevenson BS and thinking we got it. But as Gold said earlier, to me personally, you played to the final whistle. And he was right. I had to accept that because I was making excuses for Tyreek earlier. But Caleb also said something that was correct. It was like, if we would have did better those first three quarters as an offense, it would have never got to that point because we can't get mad at the defense. The defense held it down, held them to 12 points the entirety of the game. Jaden got some big chunk plays and everything else, but he couldn't finish a drive with a touchdown. So if we would have just had a couple things go our way, we wouldn't stall out. Penalties killed us. We have to be more disciplined. Would have been better. Jaden played a good game. Until he got past midfield, then he couldn't really do nothing. I mean, he had a couple touchdowns called back. Stevenson made a great play by knocking the ball out as him and Zach Ertz was going to the ground. So it was a lot that went on right there. DeAndre Swift, he was swiftly doing his thing. Beautiful hurdle, beautiful 40-plus touchdown. Was it a 56-yarder, I think, or a 46-yarder?
It was 50.
hit the yard, loving him more and more every week. I'm so happy we got past those first 2 weeks because now he just appears stud. That O-line of ours, man, they do great against bad teams, but our O-line is just terrible. Like, Caleb ain't have no time once again. Once I see him starting to have to run, I'm realizing he feel like he got to put everything on his shoulder and take it all in his hands. But he didn't make too many bad mistakes. But one thing that's concerning me about him lately, bro cannot make an accurate deep ball. Like, his deep ball is horrible. He overthrow worse than goddamn Mr. Trubisky looking like, no.
Yeah, well, Caleb is like, when he throw deep, he floats it, like, extremely high. Like, he sells it, bro. Like, it's always bad. Especially in the end zone, when you trying to throw a post route, like a back shoulder throw. Like, it's always like... Like,
you can let the defenders recover. That's how hard he floats it. Mm-hmm. Even at past the DJ Moore. I mean, I get it. He got hit when he threw that motherfucker, but that bitch was up there. I thought it was going to be an interception, just like the one against Jaguars.
DJ had to fight for it, bro. That's why he ended up getting hurt, or banged up a little bit. You got to understand, a lot of injuries with receivers, too, is always about what a quarterback puts the ball in. That'd be another thing, too. Yeah. Like, what they lead the receivers to, that'd be another thing. That ain't always the case, but a lot of times, like, if you watch games, you'll be like, damn, bro, like, you would have just led the receiver a different direction than, you know, like, would have led further up.
I feel like a lot of the new QBs, they don't know how to lead their wide receivers out of harm's way. No, Peyton Manning was top. Was it Peyton Manning or was it Tom Brady? I think it was Tom Brady.
Tom Brady.
Yeah, he was like, it's not the defense's responsibility to protect the offense. It's the quarterback's responsibility to protect his wide receivers. So when you throwing it in the traffic and then you leading it into the next man, hoping they're going to make a catch and then they get their dome knocked off, that's not on the defender. They doing what they're supposed to do. That's on you as the quarterback.
Yeah, because sometimes, like, yeah, that's why people say, like, dang, bro, he set him up. People are like, he didn't do that. So receiver should have did better. I'm like, nah, it's not just a made-up thing. Like, it's an actual thing. Like, the quarterback kind of set him up to get lit the fuck up. Like, sometimes that happens. And anybody that plays position knows, like Brady said, it's on the quarterback's responsibility as well to keep the receiver out of harm's way. Like, you know, like, it's a receiver to get a separation to get open. Yes, that's in the running right successfully and win the matchup. That's their responsibility, yes. But as far as, like, those tight throws and everything like that, like, that's like, okay, what are you leading them to? Because, like, because you throwing them the ball deep down the middle, they catch it, but you threw it between double covers, between two safeties. They getting sandwiched at that point, getting rocked. Like, it's over with. Like, they getting rocked. Luckily, you know, take it in the league now. You know, they don't hit it's not as violently hitting as they used to because of how the rules are.
Ricky Lewis is no Patrick.
Yeah,
Lewis,
you know, we ain't right now. Yeah, you know, we ain't got like no hard hitters like that because you really can't. If you do, you out the game.
But, you know, we got Jaquan Brisker though.
Hey, that was the greatest hit of the season so far.
Knocked him out 2+ weeks.
Yeah, I was about to say, I don't think Trevor been back since then, bro. I think he been out since.
Or he don't exist no more.
Yeah, he turned that boy to dust for real. That's kind of crazy when you look at it.
Well, I want to give a lot of credit to our defense, though. Even though, you know, that play at the end of the game, you know, we down two major pieces, Kyler Gordon, Spidey, and then, you know, Jaquan Brisker. He's been out since that fateful hit. So the fact that we had two backup corners backup safety, and they held it down like that, they held that boy to 12 points. But they hadn't punted for real, what, 2-3 times all year?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah, we had them punt 3 times, 4 times that game, settle for field goals, even had a missed field goal because it looked like it was just a bad hole. So we did our thing that game, especially on the away game. We're not good with away games. That's a known thing for the last 3 years.
And shout out to y'all punter, man. Y'all got the best punter in the league, for real, dog. Shout out to him, bro. Yeah. Shout out to him, bro. Yeah, he elite, dog. Shout out to him.
Attend every time, almost. Like,
yeah, that's what I'm saying. Shout out to him,
Caleb,
bro.
Caleb would have never sent that bullshit text message. He's not going to be doing a lot of punting this year.
He been saving y'all ass, too, with these punts. He been saving the hell out of y'all with these punts. But also, another thing, too, the Bears shot themselves in the foot, too, with them dumb-ass plays they ran when they was at the one-yard line. They ran some dumb-ass plays that prior before they scored. Before they scored, Roshan, that second drive, when they got it back, before that, they was making the dumbest plays ever. I was like, why? Like, you should have just ran over Roshan the first time, or Swift.
Yeah, because the game would have went different off that alone. But at the same time, they trying not to zero in on one play, and they trying to be like, well, in the grand scheme of things, if we would have been played better, we would never been in that position. I'm like, nah. I feel like just for shits and giggles, y'all would have probably did that fullback dive with a lineman anyway. I don't know what made y'all decide. Yeah, we know they loading up the line, but Roshan is a big bastard. Let that motherfucker run up the gut.
I'm going to say it again. Analytics has and will continue to get people fired. That's all we got to say about this. You ain't even got to go to details, Casino. You ain't got to even go into details, Casino, because it's we've been saying, how long have me and you been saying this between us just having conversations? Analytics will and will continue to get people fired. That is what the problem is at this point. Stop running from shit that the computers tell you may work, or AI tell you will work, and just run with your eyes see. If you got a big ass back, you 1 yard out, load up that motherfucker in the eye and run down the middle. That's the problem. They ain't got fullbacks nowadays either. Throw a fullback in the game, put him in the eye, right, so down the middle.
This is what I don't understand. Like the last 3 weeks where we got rushing touchdowns in there, we would just use the foot. We'll get the line. Yep. We'll get Bill Murray to come in and block, and we'll just run there. So I'm like, why are y'all changing it up?
Because they literally did it twice.
Bill Murray was hurt.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm like, what do you have going? Let Kramer block the same way Bill Murray would do. Like, it's not that hard to block as a fullback, and you get an alignment in that position. They can just run towards the hole that he needs to go to, and that's all you do. Like, why are you handing out to the fullback to try and catch somebody off guard?
And Roshan is
go ahead. They know what we're going to do, so how about we just do a quick handoff to the lineman? Like, oh my God. Hey, that's a new practice these guys?
Yes, they do, actually. That's a new thing in the league now. If you watch, bro, like you've been watching, like, whatever you notice, I would say, the new thing in the league been handed out to the lineman, dog. That's been the fullbacks now. They just throw it to a lineman or hand it to a lineman. It's been crazy. That's been a very common thing this year.
If you have a specialized lineman you do that with, but I don't think Kramer was specialized. I feel like Murray might have been specialized, but not Kramer.
Man, nowadays, but they don't care who you are, specialized or not. They say, just run that bitch. You a big body. You can break a tackle. That's all they care about, though. A lot of teams do that now, which is insane to me, but a lot of teams run those kind of plays now. They report a lineman as eligible, run them up the gut. It's kind of wild. It's kind of wild, I ain't gonna lie. I be confused by it every time. It works, but when it don't, it's like, why would y'all do that? And the thing was, y'all have a big back that can, even if you didn't want it, you didn't think Swift could get it, which I understand, because Swift is, he's not small, but he's a smaller back compared to Roshan. Roshan a big motherfucker. Yeah. Like, it's just what it is. So
we don't need Swift to be a bruiser. He's the elusive back. He's the scat back.
Exactly. And even Swift has ran it in from the goal line with the same play we just ran, what we just discussed. Put him in the eye, fullback block, shoot up the middle. Straight down the gut. You're good.
He like, wants those plays. They just don't want to risk him on those plays and just say, let's use Roshan or somebody.
Exactly, which is understandable. It makes sense because you don't want to get your workhorse injured because Swift is the top back. He's the workhorse. Oh, yeah, you don't want to get him hurt.
He's that guy. He's not like, number one offensive weapon. You got to keep him healthy.
This is very true. He is the offense, to be honest with you. He opens up everything.
Yeah. Like, everything, when we get going, it all starts with him. Run plays, chunk screen plays, all type. Like, that's all Swift. Nope. Caleb is—he not dotting them up right now. It's gonna take some time for him to get right, especially with that offensive line. So,
That screenplay is that either that screenplay is Swift going 25, or he's gonna get that 30-yard, that 30-plus-yard rush in the game. It's happening at some point. It's just a matter of when. And once he get that first one, he just gets stronger and faster as the drive go on. And then that's it. It's a wrap after that.
Every time.
So. But overall, it was a good game between the two top rookies, and, you know, it lived up to the hype of being a classic. It was, because the Hail Mary was funny, because, I mean, Jaden threw a duck. That was not supposed to get caught. That was a duck. But, I mean, hey, things happen.
The best part about it was, you know, every week, I just assume we're going to lose anyway, so pessimism to help
them. The less the expectations, the less of the disappointment, you know?
Yeah, because when I seen it, I wasn't even mad. I said, expected it. Wasn't even mad at it. I knew it. He had too much time to throw, and I was like, yeah, this shit ain't gonna end well.
When I saw they didn't call that hold, I said, yeah, they just letting them play. Okay. Once they, because they held for like two seconds. So I was like, yeah, they longer than that, really. It was about 5 seconds of holding in that play. So I'm like, all right, they don't care. They just let them play. So it is what it is. But very good game. Game of the week. Easily, and yeah, I, I'm I think both franchises should feel very good about the teams going forward. Bears just need to shore up that offensive line, and Caleb needs to get a little more settled and stop trying to go off script a lot. He goes off script a lot for no reasons a lot of times. Like, it's partly because that line is bad, but also he's just trying to do too much too sometimes. Even when the line of hold up blocks, he'll try to do too much. It's just against a bad team, you can get away with it because you're going to, of course, you're going to make the play. It's a bad team, so not the things you're going to make the play. So it's going to look pretty, but it's just rookie mistakes. It's just, he's a rookie. Like, I think people need to realize, like, these are rookies. Like, they're not seasoned vets. Like, this is not Aaron Rodgers or Kirk Cousins or Russell Wilson. Like, this is not that. It's not them. Like, even Josh Allen and Mahomes. Like, it's not them and Lamar. This is not those quarterbacks. Like, these are, like, first-year rookies. They got to learn. You got to develop them. Which we'll get into that in a second, too. You got to develop your rookies at some point. So, you know, it is what it is. Shout-out to Washington, too, for designing the system around Jaden. Like, I'm glad they took the Lamar approach. And it's working for him. Like, we designed a system around what Jaden can do. You know, he throws to one side of the field, which ironically, that Hail Mary was also thrown to the side of the field that he favors, which is funny as hell to me. But, hey, I mean, at least it's working. It's working. He's going to win Offensive Rookie of the Year, barring injury. Barring injury. Prayerfully, he doesn't, you know, suffer any, like, season ending or, you know, prolonged injury that put him on the IR. I mean, he got the real situation going on right now. But they say it's manageable, so hopefully that doesn't get worse. He can continue to play. He's going to win Offensive Rookie of the Year. The Commanders also have a very, and I mean a very realistic chance of getting the one seed in the NFC. To be real with you, they really have a very solid chance at it. They have a pretty easy schedule after they play, not this week, week. We're in week 9, are we? We're in week 9, right? We're going to week 9. Week 10, they have the Steelers. That's a tough game. So they have the Steelers. After that, they play the Eagles, which can go either way because the Eagles, they're catching a little stride. They're getting better. So that can go either way. The Cowboys are. Yeah, they're going to lose to the Steelers, I feel like they are too. I feel like it's going to be an L for them. They play the Giants next week. Well, they play the Giants this week. I'm sorry. They play the Giants this coming week. Which I think they're going to win that one. They play just because it's Daniel Jones can't fucking score. They have the Steelers after that. That's going to be an L. They play the Eagles, which is a toss-up. They play the Cowboys. They're probably going to beat the Cowboys on, I think that's the Thanksgiving game, actually. Yeah, Thanksgiving game is the Cowboys. They're probably going to beat the Cowboys because the Cowboys suck right now. They play the Titans, which is a... They might get Shadur this year. You never know. Or Cam Ward.
They
might get Cam Ward instead if Deion say something about it. They might get Cam. I feel like the Raiders are going to get what's it called, the Shadur. I really do. Then they have the Saints. Then the Eagles again, the toss up. Falcons is also kind of a toss up because the Falcons, they're a weird team, and then the Cowboys. So they really could, they're 6-2. They realistically could finish the season with 3-4 losses, to be real with you. They could go 13-4 very easily. They can go 13-4. I feel like they're going to split with the Eagles and lose to the Steelers. And they're probably going to end up with 4 losses. Or 12-5 might be what they get. It's going to be 12-5 or 13-4. And yeah, that might get them that number one seed because the Lions are 6-1. They're 6-1. With their only losses to the damn Bucks of all teams, which is crazy to me. That's just funny.
Yeah.
They play the Packers this coming week. Then they play the Texans. They play the Jaguars. Then the Colts. Then they play the Bears. Then they play the Packers. Then they play the Bills. Then they play the Bears again, then the 49ers, and then the Vikings to close the season out. They realistically could lose about three or four of them. I ain't going to lie. It could happen. It very well could happen. They could lose about three of them for sure. I can see them losing three. I don't think it's going to happen. I'm going to say this now. I think the Lions are going to end up with the number one seed in the NFC. I think they're going to be the best team in the NFC. I think they're going to the Super Bowl. This is what I think. Just because for what I've seen and what I predicted before the season started, I said the Lions and the Ravens. The Lions are like the best team in the NFL right now to me just because of they can beat you in so many ways. I just don't see them. And I know I'm almost certain they're going to add a pass rush, or well, edge rusher. They're going to add an edge at some point. They're going to get a, end. They're going to get a defensive end to play Hutchinson at some point. They're going to get one. It's a matter of, I think they were saying about, Za'Darius Smith. He's on the trading block. They might go after him, which that'll be a fine fill-in for Hutchinson, even though they're doing fine without Hutchinson, but they're going to need that extra help, though, further down the season. So I think the Lions are going to, the bowl. I really do. I think they're going to the Super Bowl. Like I predicted preseason, I still think they are, so we'll see. But as far as schedule go, the Lions have a far more difficult schedule than the damn Commanders do, because they was the Lions were what, the one seed last year in the division, so it makes sense. The Commanders were what, the worst team in the NFC East? I think that's worse than the Giants. Yeah, they're worse than the Giants. Like, yeah, they had the fucking second pick of Doug Gold. But yeah, I think just because of the easier schedule, I think the Commanders could get it, but they're not gonna win like that. They'll make it to week two. They'll make it to week two. Yeah, I say they make it to like the divisional round. I give them divisional round. If they would have made the championship game, I would not be surprised at all. But I just give them like the second round, just because I don't know. I feel like at some point, like you talked about before, he's gonna be a rookie. You know, like at some point, it's gonna happen. Like with CJ, for instance, CJ last year was killing. And then when it came down to it, he was a rookie against the Ravens they lost to.
Yeah, in the playoffs, yeah.
I feel like it's just inevitable to happen, like that second round game, the divisional round game. But again, we'll see. Finish out the run out. We had the Cowboys and the 49ers. I ain't gonna lie, I didn't watch the game, so I don't have many takes on y'all. I'm sorry. I was driving home from Texas at that time, so I didn't even watch the game. I missed that one.
Man, like after you said, is Cowboys need to blow their goddamn team up.
I mean, we already know that. So, and the 49ers just hurt as hell. And the 49ers hurt as hell. Yeah. So I mean, hey, we ain't really the most I can really contribute to that. But I say, if they said that's all it is, I'm gonna take your word for that game. Because like I said, I was on the road doing that game, so I didn't even see it. I didn't get to see any of that game. Like, after the Bears and the Commanders game, I hit the road to come back home. So, I didn't even get to watch that one. That's the only game I didn't see anything about at all. Like, I didn't watch any bit of that game, so I didn't know. The Giants and the Steelers played Monday night. Steelers won. I'm not talking about the fucking Giants. It's the Giants. I don't care. They got a stud at running back, though. I'll say that. Tyrone Tracy Jr., stud running back. Yeah, he's solid. Solid.
Shout out to the
G-Man. Yeah, he's solid, solid, solid. They defense is solid, bro. They got a great defense. It just ain't got no – the offense is just going offense. So, yeah. So, after getting that rundown, which took longer than expected because we started talking about other things, let's look at the division standings right now before we get to some quick news. So, we have the Bills leading the East. They are going to win a division, probably be the third seed in the AFC. We have the Steelers. Currently leading the AFC North over the Ravens by one game due to their loss against the Browns. The Bengals are third at 3-5. And the Browns are 2-6. I feel like both are cooked. They just gonna be spoilers, huh?
Goddamn Bengals.
Yeah, I think they both cooked, bro. I think they just gonna be spoilers at this point. I think both of them are gonna be spoilers. The Bengals have an outside shot, but I doubt they make the playoffs this year. They gotta blow that team up and do some fixing. It's time. They gonna have to. They got to do it, bro. It's time. You're going to have to let Higgins go. That's what's going to happen.
I wish they could have got something for Higgins. Like, I would have at least traded him.
Yeah, they need to trade.
I'm always the one to want to get something for somebody.
Oh, no. I feel the same exact way. I said that about it's NBA related. But, yeah, I was saying that about the Heat. I was saying I feel like we need to trade Jimmy this year because he's getting older. And why we can get something from him, just get something from him. Because I don't think he's coming back next year. I think he opting out next year. Yeah, I think he's opting
out. About somebody that want him.
The Rockets. Shit, the Rockets.
Yeah. Trade him and get some picks, bro.
I mean, I love what Jimmy's done for us. And, like, he kept us relevant. And he's led us to the finals and won us some games. That, you know, if injuries didn't go somewhere, we probably could have possibly won one of them or got closer than we did. But injuries and all that. So, it kind of is what it is. But I feel like at this point, he's getting older, not younger. So I think we need to just get – and he's prone to injury at this point, too. He's going to get injured at some point. So I'm like – it's not like we got, like, a KD or a Bron or Curry like a unicorn kind of player. He's getting older. He's going to get more bangs up. So I'd rather just go ahead and trade him while we can get something for him just to, you know, maximize, like, future assets, you know? Like, just get something fun while we can. Instead of letting him walk away for nothing. That's just how I look at it. But we'll see what happens with that. But, yeah, I feel like... Go ahead.
That's how I feel like it should go. Like I always say, it's something for him. This is last year. You don't really want to resign him. He gets no shit to trade his ass.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, it ain't like no fuck you kind of situation. Just like a thank you for your services, but we can go on in a different direction. So we're gonna do right by you, but we're going in a different direction. So yeah, and I don't think that's wrong with that. Ooh, excuse me. So, yeah, but the Bengals at that point, they need to get rid of Higgins. Like, they need to let Higgins. Like, they should have just traded him, to be honest. You could draft you another young receiver if you want. If you need that second receiver for Joe Burrow so bad, which apparently he does need it, because they doubled the hell out of Chase and that's it for him, because they don't have no real third receiver, to be honest. And, I mean, yeah, I said just draft. Just find your young receiver to draft. You can't get a Trey Harris or nothing like that. What's another good receiver coming out? Trey Harris. Is Lacy coming out this year?
Again.
Is Lacy coming out this year?
I don't think so.
Okay, I'm about to say I don't know what year Lacy's in, but he's solid. You got he got a while to come out. You got Jeremiah Smith that's coming out a couple years. They got that, I can't say his name, for Ohio State. You know what I'm talking about? Like Iboku, something like that. Like he's around. They got a couple of receivers that coming out of college this year. They can probably get just a fill up a two role. You don't need like a dominant one. You got Chase. Chase will be your one for all forever. Like he's fine. You just need to get a solid two.
I'm kind of wondering. I'm looking at these latest wide receivers. How many of them are really coming to the league and be ones?
The ones that came this year, like Rome them.
No. I'm talking about like the future ones. Like I haven't really seen anybody in college football.
That Trey Harris, Ole Miss.
Trey Harris, yeah. Think he could build one?
Of course, yes. By far, yes. He's the best receiver they got coming out this year. Like Trey Harris is gonna be he's like the solid. He's a solid one. I'll say he a one. Definitely will say he's a one.
Yeah. They gonna get turned into a slant merchant when he gets a lead.
I mean, that's normally how it go. I'm trying to think. This year, like I said, this year a bunch of twos. I don't count Travis Hunter as a number one receiver. I know people think that. I don't count him as that.
Nah, I don't count him as that. At the end of the day, he's a great defensive player that can play offense. That's all it is.
I think he's a little better at receiver than he is at corner. I think he'll be better at receiver in the league than corner. To be honest with you,
I like to be a small, but it's just me.
That's why I say receiver, not corner. Good slot receiver. He ain't no one or two. He's a good slot receiver. Put his ass in the slot. Let him cook. It'd be great.
I treat him just like Deion. You go pick one of these positions, you go play it, and you go do kickoff returns.
That's pretty much how it's gonna go. Yeah, pretty much. Like he's gonna be on special teams. He got to pick which one he want to play and special teams. I was just talking about that at work today, actually. Yeah, I was just talking about that at work. So yeah, it kind of is what it is. But yeah, I feel like you got Trey Harris, old boy from Maryland. He's solid. He's decent. Ja'Cory Brooks is good. That's a Louisville receiver. I forget about him. He's pretty good. Like I said, it's a lot of twos. It's no dominant ones in this draft coming, like, at all. Like, there's none. Like, they got Tex Johnson for Oregon. He's coming out. Malachi Fields. He's solid.
Is Jinxie coming out this year?
Yeah. The running back for, what's it called?
Yeah, Bosa.
Yeah, he should be, I believe. Gentry's coming out this year. I can find out real quick if you want me to, just to confirm it.
I about to say something. No, well, yeah, he should be coming out because if he went to Heisman, I think he done. But they really got something out there. They questioned if he should win it. I can't believe that. Still, we were talking about earlier that, like, one off game that wasn't even an off game. His off game was some player's best game. They talking about they don't know.
A buck 26 and a tutty. He dropped down to fourth in the odds. But yeah, Genty could come out this year because he's a junior, so he can come out this year. You only got to do 3 years in college, right? It's three in NFL college. Yeah, You only gotta do three.
Once you're a junior, you pretty much do what you want. You ain't gotta go to that senior season.
Yeah, because it's the age. Just the age. You probably gonna meet the age requirement at that point. Or the 3 year thingy. Yeah. So yeah, he's straight. So yeah. Ash can come out this year. He might. I mean, I would. While your stock's so high, I would. I wouldn't worry about another year. Unless you're playing for the love of the game. But other than that, I'll come out. Like I said, this draft is full of a bunch of number two receivers though, dawg. You ain't gotta even pick them early. You can pick them late in the round. You'll be straight. Like, it's a bunch of twos. There's no really dominant receivers. The only one that really stands out is like I said, to me, the only one that really, really stands out, the number one right away, Trey Harris, that's the only one. He's like the only one receiver that I see out that draft so far. Like, even this past draft, they was boosting it up saying it's the greatest draft for wide receivers we had in a long time for wide receiver quarterbacks. And most of the receivers that got drafted are pretty mid. Rome is whatever. Marvin Harrison is whatever. Neighbors is also whatever, because I don't know what I don't know. Neighbors also is whatever. He looked promising at first, but he kind of whatever. He's still a one, of course, but he's just kind of been. It's that system they got going on with that. The Giants just a horribly ran team as well. New York just runs treble ass franchises, to be honest. Like, they just run treble franchises at the end of the day.
Basketball and football.
Yeah, baseball too. They got fucking smoked by my Dodgers. Fuck the Yanks. But,
5-0.
5-0 and got clutched on. Fuck boys. But, yeah, I mean, it's not really. Who else got drafted to receiver out this draft? Like, they had like Troy Franklin. Forgot he was even drafted. He went Bo Nix again, but I forgot he even got drafted. Like, Jalen Polk fucking sucks. Fuck him. Ladd McConkey is dominating with the fucking Chargers. Ladd fucking McConkey, dog. Fuck.
McConkey is like the whitest name in the league outside of Will Clapp.
Will Clapp is hilarious because he's a legend just for his name alone.
Yep, nigga never did nothing else. He just got the name.
That's it. Will Clapp. Like, it's just.
I like but that, yeah. Brian Thomas been doing this shit, though.
Brian Thomas. That's right. I forget about Brian Thomas. Mm-hmm. You're right. I forgot about him. He's just hurt right now.
Yeah. But he did it. He been doing this shit this year.
He like tops. He was top five receiving yards, actually, like, for the league.
He was up there and then boom, injury.
Yeah, I think he might still be up there. He might be like 6 or 7 now. But I don't know. I don't think he's top five anymore, but he's like 6 or 7 for sure. But if he missed time, he's going to drop down.
Crack 1K. Then he'll go for 2K?
Yeah. I think he will. I think he can beat the all-time rushing record if they run him. But they don't stop being pussy with how they play him. He could break the record this year.
That last game, he could have had way more. That one, that nigga broke off that one big one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. He can hit 2K for sure. He can't 2K for sure. That's why last week when I said, like, MVP, my thoughts on it, I was saying, like, I feel like Lamar and Derrick Henry are both top five candidates, but they're going to still vote for one another. It's going to be kind of like Purdy and McCaffrey was last year. Like, it's two top five candidates, but they're going to still vote for each other. Because I said, if Henry break the all-time rushing record, if Henry do these two, if Henry gets 2K again, he the only player to get 2K rushing yards in 2 seasons. Which is insane. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's all you gotta give him that for that, bro. And on top of that, if he breaks the all time rushing record, that's by default he should get it. If the Ravens are a top two seed, go ahead.
I was gonna say, as a running back, what more can you ask? Like, there's no more you can do.
He leads the league in almost virtually every rushing stat that exists. He basically leads the league in all rushing statistics that they track. Like, I don't know what more you can say about being dominant besides that, bro. Like, he's just having a great season. He was meant to be a Raven. It's a perfect team for him. Well, how they run the ball, the way they scheme it up, the RPOs with Lamar, it's the perfect match. It's the perfect match for him.
It's just not running him is the only bad part. I'm like, bro, just run him. Wants to run.
Yeah, I get the whole saving him for the postseason and all that, but you ain't got to even run him throughout the game. Run him in the fourth quarter. Run him in the fourth. He's a closer. Yeah, that's a closer. Every game, he getting a 40-plus yard run in the fourth. Basically, almost game of the season, he'd had an 80-yard rush, a 90-yard rush. He'd had some big rushes in the fourth quarter, like in almost every game. So it's like, yeah, it's going to have to be a thing. But we'll see. We'll see. With the Bengals, I don't know what they're going to do. I feel like they got to blow it up. They got to make some moves because – they're going to be in that very bad spot where it's like, y'all going to be just mid as hell, and y'all going to waste the rest of years of Burrow. Because Burrow kind of old, you know? So,
Yeah, might want that's a league late, like bro, about to touch 30 soon.
Yeah, I'm saying like you. I mean, Chase is gonna be young. He young, so you good with Chase. But Burrow kind of up there. He like 26, I think 27. He might be 28. I might be underselling the age.
Yeah,
because
he got drafted at what, 24, 25. So yeah, he should be 28.
Well, yeah, depending on the birthday. Damn, I gotta see now. Let's see, Joe Burrow. He is a whopping. Man, I don't have my glasses on. He's 27. He turned 28 this year. His birthday in December. Yeah. December 10th. Yeah, I figured this was that 28. Yeah. Yeah, he's 27 currently, but he'll be December. He'll be 28 in a couple of months, actually. Yeah. Damn. Yeah, he getting old. They're gonna have to do something soon. So that's AFC North.
You know, he had the injuries too. So
that's time is ticking. You gotta capitalize when you can. They window closed though. It's over for that. That window shut. They're not going back to no Super Bowl no time soon. That window is closed shut right now.
Like, Patrick LeVon, Mahomes the second is, though, I tell you what.
All right, so we got the AFC South. We got the Texans at 6-2. The Colts are 4-4. Jaguars are 2-6. Titans are 1-6. The Colts can catch the Texans if Joe Flacco, him. Because, you know, they benched Twin. He got benched today. Yeah. If was the fifth, we'll all be drunk, right?
Yeah, Joe Flacco, huh? Well, you sound drunk already.
Hey, bro, that's why. Hey, you heard what I said, bro. If it was the fifth, we'll all be drunk. So, hey, you never know. What if Flacco do we deal with the Browns last year and just be cold for like 7 games and then flare out in the first round of playoffs?
You know, that's all they really need just to get some excitement going out there in Indianapolis. You know, they don't need.
Yeah, because there's been a lot of controversy behind A. Rich getting benched today, but it's like I get it.
I mean, he fucking ass.
But I get the point too. Go ahead.
His throwing percentage is worse than my goddamn college football player today. Like, he has, dog. I'm sorry. He give you one splash play, and then the rest of the game, he just pure dog shit.
Nah, I agree, but they've been making a comparison saying, well, you didn't give him on Josh Allen because he's white, so you didn't give him on Josh Allen. And it's like, I get where you're coming from with it, like, let him play and let him develop, but I don't know. I have very mixed things about quarterbacks because I feel like a lot of them shouldn't be starting right away. I feel like they should be sitting. You know, they should be sitting for a couple years. Like, what happens to drafting a quarterback, letting them sit for like a year or two, maybe three, maybe four. Then when the old vet finally, you know, it ran its course, you're like, okay, next up. And then you start the one that rolled the bench for a while. It turns out to be pretty solid, pretty good. And then, you know, you keep that cycle going. Like, those days are gone.
Long gone.
Because, I mean, look at the Packers. It works for them. They drafted Jordan Love four years ago. They had Rodgers. Rodgers finally left. They started Love. They went to the playoffs. Won a playoff game. Almost won two. They were literally a play away from winning two. And then, yeah, the Packers were really a play away from, like a play or two away from making the NFC Championship game last year, to be honest. They were right there. They were literally right there. So, yeah, I mean, like, it works. Like, it's ways to develop. It's just, I don't know. Then I feel like nowadays, and then another thing, A. Rich, though, he didn't start that many college games either. Like, he hasn't started that many games. It's not to the same degree as Trey Lance, but it's kind of similar as far as, like, they haven't played enough to really get a feel for everything yet.
They even went with the whole, we're going to draft their projects. They didn't have that many games. That's okay, because we see the possibility. You know, your Mitch Trubisky, your Trey Lance, yeah, you're rich. Stop taking gambles on niggas that did not play in college and just draft the niggas that played, please.
Yeah. And it's then
not that, like, what is up? Analytics, bro. Analytics.
Because you draft them. Come, I think with the whole project thing, I hate it because it's ruining players, because you draft them as a project, and you hype them up, they play for a year and some change. They're not good.
They get hurt.
Yeah, they get injured. They're not good. Then you get rid of them, and then they just fade off into the sunset, and they are labeled a bust forever. Shit, Malik Willis is a prime example too. Malik Willis got drafted by the Titans. They said he was ass. Tannehill didn't want to mentor him, which was racist as hell. Fuck Tannehill. Glad his bitch ass out the league. But he mentored Will Levis. And then they started Will Levis over Willis, and Tannehill was way more receptive of Willis taking of Levis taking over than Willis was. So fuck Tannehill. And Tannehill went to the Packers and he won them two games and played decent for them, actually, in the two games he played. He played pretty well. So, you know, it's like I feel like it's a combination of they're hyping up the project QBs, quote unquote, as they call them, which I hate that term. They hype up the project QBs to the point to where they think they're going to be godly because of the tangibles, the measurements. They see all that, the measurables and all that. They're like, oh yeah, you could be a great quarterback because A. Rich got an arm, like he can get you an 80-yard pass, but then he gonna miss seven ten throws in a row.
Right.
And I get what they say.
For 28.
Yeah, and I get what they're saying about, like, well, the receivers haven't been helping either, but, I mean, I seen Joe Flacco
throwing niggas, bro.
Yeah, I seen Joe Flacco throw for 300 with the same receivers, bro. Like, the following week. And then as soon as A. Rich came back, all their numbers dropped back down to nothing. So, it's like, he got to just develop, but it's like, it's no system anymore. It's no, like Brady said, he was like, the problem is that in college, it used to be you joining a program. You know, like right. he says the term program. He even says it like when he's doing his commentary on Fox. He says like a program. He doesn't say a team. He say like it should be ran like a program. Like when you come in, this is the system you playing in. This is the scheme you gonna run. This is the scheme we run. This is what we gonna do, and you're gonna develop in this program. But he said now it's like it's just teams. Like college is just a bunch of teams. Like they just get a team, go for it. If it happens, it happens. If it don't, it don't. And then, boom, they give up on him. Like, it's no real development. If you don't come in and you're not him right away, you ain't got long. Like, you got your CJ Stroud. He came in, had a great rookie season. He's straight. You got your Jaden this year. He came in great. Then you have your Caleb. He's decent. He's decent. Like, you know, he's still a rookie, so he's learning. Like, Caleb's going to be great. Yeah, like Caleb's gonna be great. It's just he needs time. He's gonna be great. Like I have very much so faith in Caleb. I think he's gonna be fine. He just gotta get some years in. Like get a year or two under his belt. He'll be straight.
I can't wait till my boy Michael Penix pop out.
Yeah, he gonna be great though because he's gonna sit behind Kirk for them years, bro.
He's gonna sit back behind and learn from Kirk. Oh, it's gonna be great.
Yeah, he's gonna be fine. When he come out. Then you have Bo Nix fences. Bo Nix, they talk about how he was old. He's an old QB. He's old. And he's having probably the second best rookie season out the QBs. Probably. He's probably like the second best rookie QB right now. Second or third. Easy. Like, come on now. Like, I mean, it's just you gotta want to develop them, dog. They want too much out of all the players right away. Like, everybody's not going to be an instant return. Like, if you say he a project, treat him as such. I mean, I hate to say it like that, but if you want to use that term, we're going to use it. We're going to use it how we're going to use it. If you want to say he a project QB, huh?
I'm about to say that's real because you can't say it's a project and you go develop his skill set and everything else and then you throw him in that water. Then you're like, well, he can't swim. Why can't he swim? Like, no, they not ready.
Exactly.
Train him some more. Get him right. Teach him how to read the system. Like, want to implement the system, the best way you can do it is have that fresh in his mind so all he know is this system.
Exactly. That's what I'm
saying.
Well,
we kind of suck and our fans want us to put you in, so we're going to put you in now. And just because you think that's okay, we're going to fix up on that later on. That a nigga confidence fucked up because niggas told him he suck. He was the worst pick choice in the last 20 years. What were they thinking? And we trade him for somebody else. Like, they don't realize all that going to affect fuck a young QB up.
Yeah, it's a big toll on you mentally, dog. It's a mental aspect too. So that's what I'm saying. Like, if you want to say they're a project, like I said, I don't like the way it sounds when I say it, but it's the best way I could put it. Like, if you want to say they're a project, treat them as such. Don't, like, it takes time. A project takes time to complete. You don't finish a good project in 2 hours. It's gonna be sloppily done. You're gonna get the job done. If you want to have sustained success and a sustained project that's gonna last and like get you that A+, you gotta put time and effort into it. And I feel like they don't do that with young QBs nowadays. I really do. I feel like nowadays it's like, and it's because of the success they've had with QBs over the couple of years, like with Stroud, Joe Burrow came out. He got hurt his first year, but the second year he was great. The first year he wasn't really that bad. His team just ain't have anybody. But once they got him Chase, he was fine. You know, you got your QBs like that to come in. You had your Mahomes. He sat for a year. Next year, he came out because Mahomes was a project, yeah, okay, too. I remember now. People don't forget about this. Shit.
Mahomes also threw for like 700 in the game, so I wouldn't too much call him a project.
Nah, I ain't gonna lie, bro. That don't matter. That 700 in the game don't matter. Simply because the fact, like, okay, he was in Texas Tech. It was an air raid offense. Like, that's what they do. They put up them heavy numbers like that. Nobody cared about Mahomes throwing for them 700 yards. That's a known fact now in hindsight because he him. Before Mahomes became Mahomes, nobody cared about that game for real like that. They hype it up now, but when that game happened, it was talked about that one little week, and they didn't mention it at all anymore. Like, you know this for a fact, but they was not hyping that game up like they do now. They do it now because Mahomes good, but they was not talking about that game like it was like a legendary game for real like that. They were not talking about it like that. Like, it get more glazed now in hindsight than it did when it actually happened, which is crazy. Because you'd be surprised people didn't even know that game even happened. Like, a lot of people didn't even know that game even occurred until Mahomes got to the league his second year, played well, and it was like, yeah, you know, him and Baker Mayfield dueled it out in the one of the greatest games ever. Threw for 700 yards passing. Like, exactly. Like, nobody was talking about it. And when Mahomes was in the draft, they wasn't even hyping him up like that. They do it now saying, oh, the Bears had Mahomes there. I'm like, nobody thought Mahomes was going to be what he is right now. Because they said he had poor footwork. He had a lot of things, a lot of knocks against him. He had a bunch of knocks against him. He was not sought after like that. He was not. The person that believed in him the most was Sean Payton. And Andy Reid literally hijacked the draft to get him before Sean Payton got a chance to get to him. Because Mahomes supposed to be a saint. That's supposed to be Brady's successor. So, yeah, like in hindsight, because Mahomes is the best QB in the league currently, it's like, cool. But at that time, in the moment, it was not hyped like that. And you know that, bro. Like, we got to be honest now. We got to be honest about it. Mahomes was not hyped like that going into that draft. You there? Uh-oh. Uh-oh. I don't know what happened to Casino guys. Okay, well.
I thought my down headphones tripping. Yeah,
oh, okay.
My bad.
Oh, okay. I don't know what happened to Casino guys. Well, let's move on to the thing.
You're good.
I thought you, yeah, I figured as well. I was like, let's just move on then. You'll hop back in. But, yeah, but like, you know, Mahomes was a hype like that when doing that draft. Come on now.
Yeah, because, man, like you said, he was supposed to drop the Sean Payton. Andy Reid, just being the goddamn genius he is, pulled it off and got him, and that's the decision. Shout out Alex Smith, fucking bridge.
Exactly. Yeah, pretty much. And also, think about it. In that draft, Deshaun Watson was in that draft as well. We was not mad that Mahomes didn't go number two in that draft. We was mad Deshaun Watson didn't go two. Nobody was really saying, like, man, Mahomes should have went second. They do that now.
We got to talk about that number two pick.
I'm just saying they do that. I know it hurts, but we got to discuss it. They didn't talk about Mahomes being number two pick in that draft. They say that now because he him. Like, come on. Now, like, hindsight is everything, bro. Like, in that moment, it was not like that. It's just they try to change the narrative in history now, but it was not that he was not that hyped up beforehand. He was not. Because when the Chiefs drafted him, they said it was a reach. They said Andy Reid, that was a reach right there. You didn't need to draft him that early. He's not going to be like, that's a project.
Why would he do that?
Yeah, they wasn't even hyped up when they drafted him that early. I was like, y'all doing that now and glazing him. But when Mahomes got drafted, he was not getting hyped like that. He was not. But
people say, he might be nice, man. And then turned out to be that guy.
He turned out to be nice. He had that one preseason game. That last game of the season where they secured the one seed, I think, or something like that. And he played in guard. He played that just a free game. He was crazy. He went crazy that game. It was like, yeah, he him. And like, yeah, he legit.
And the crazy part is Alex Smith was doing good because that's like the best year the Chiefs had the minute.
Yeah. Then they lost in the playoffs again. He couldn't get them over that hump. But
they said, you know, we're going to go ahead and trade you, buddy.
Yeah, like, we got something in this young guy. We're going to go with him. I remember when they did that, people was complaining about that, saying they felt like it wasn't time. He only had one game. They're like, they was really confident in the young guys. Let's get rid of Smith. It was, if you go back and look at when the stuff was going on at that time, it wasn't like it is now, like they was glazing Mahomes that they do currently. That was not the case. I remember when he first
was on that bench that whole year. Nobody talked about him. Nobody cared because they was winning.
So exactly.
Nobody talked about him.
Exactly. Like, Mahomes wasn't hyped like that, bro. I remember that. He was, they had him like on the lower tier QBs to get drafted out that draft. Like, come on now. Like,
why didn't he go number one? Shit, nobody knew, nigga. What you
mean? Yeah, like you said about the 700-yard game, dog. Like, it happened, but nobody was glazing that game like that. Nobody was. Yeah, like it was.
You went to Texas Tech, so
yeah, like okay. The game happened, and like if you was watching football at the time, you seen the game. It was cool because I remember the game. I was like, oh, this is actually crazy. Because I saw the stats. I was like, this is insane. So I tuned in and watched it myself. But it's like, nobody was hyping that game up like that. I promise. Nobody was. But I'll be on this all day because I get tired of this whole, well, they were dumb for doing this and that. I'm like, no, y'all going off of hindsight. Like, we're looking at the present. At that time, none of that stuff was going on. Nobody was hyped up behind nobody like that. They were saying Trubisky was a reshoot. They were saying they hyped up Trubisky and put him at two. And said he was going to be the second best quarterback in the draft. They was shitting on Deshaun Watson saying he wasn't going to be that good in the league. You know, he was good at the time. He fell off now, of course, but he was good. So it was all kinds of stuff going on with that. So it's different. It's just different. Like, looking back, you was like, nah, y'all was not like that. But things happen. It is what it is. Point proven. Point remains. As far as the A-Rich situation goes, you need to develop players. Like, there's no development nowadays. Hell, even Josh Allen was hot dog shit his first couple years. Like, he was ass. He was. He's better now, but he sucked. They got him digs and he developed. That was it.
Yeah, because bro was like 54% his first year.
Same as A. Rich. Him and A. Rich throw the same percentage down there. Yeah. A. Rich got a slightly higher percentage than him, I think.
And like, yeah. Legit, the only reason he got benched is because he got hurt early in the year and your boy just did good enough to. Not good enough. He did great. Like, you have somebody sitting on the bench, you know, you get your team over the hump. Of course, that's who you'll choose.
I do feel like, unfortunately, I hate to say this because I want A-Rich to succeed. I know I joke and call him twin because, you know, we got the same last name, so I joke with him. I joke about him, say like twin and all that. But I do want him to succeed, though. I really do. It's just I understand it because, like, the offense looked better with Joe Flacco. So, like, I get it. It looked a little better. And I think with Jonathan Taylor being back and Flacco, I think they have a better chance to win games. But it's just one of the things because, like, I get the fans saying, like, develop him and all that. Like, oh, y'all trying to win games? Y'all trying to develop him? Like, y'all have a good team that y'all can win games and be competitive. They really do. The Colts have a very decent team. Like, it's not like a bottom feeder team. Like, they have a very, like, solid roster.
Good defense and they have weapons. I think you still got Jonathan Taylor right there in the backfield whenever he
up. Yeah, and they got a good O-line as well, so. The receivers not elite receivers, but they serviceable receivers. Like, they are pretty solid. Like, we'll just see. I just hate how it's panning out for A-Rich, and I hope that it don't kill his confidence, and I hope the Colts figure it out. But it's just tough right now. It's just tough right now for him. But yeah, they might sneak into the playoffs. We don't know. They might sneak up and win the division because the Texans are getting decimated as time passes on. So I'm curious how they season pans out. We have the AFC West with the Chiefs winning seven. The Chiefs winning seven games. They undefeated. Whoop the fucking do. I don't want to talk about them. That division. Fuck that division. The Broncos are 5-3. The Chargers are 4-3. Like we said the Chiefs are going to win it. The John Harbaugh Chargers are going to make some noise. And the Sean Payton Broncos with Knicks are going to be serviceable as well. So basically, the AFC is panning out how we basically said it was going to be for the most part. Like how we said it was going to run, it's pretty much running that way. So, you know. Kudos to us. Minus my pick for the Jaguars. I regret that pick every day. But, hey, man, what's life without regrets, you know? What's life without regrets? Yeah. So we have the NFC. We have the NFC East. I got to wrap this up soon because I realize it's time. We got the NFC East with the Commanders at 6-2, the Eagles at 5-2, the Cowboys are 3-4, and the Giants are 2-6. That division is going to come down to who wins the Eagles and Commanders matchups. If they split, I think the Eagles might get it. No, I'm lying. They split, I think the Commanders get it. If the Eagles win 2-0, they're going to get it. And, of course, the Commanders beat them twice, then they're going to get it easily. But that's going to come down to their games. Eagles. Huh?
Come on, Eagles.
Yeah. I'm about to say, they catching their stride, bro. They quietly on a three-game winning streak. So, hey, we see. NFC North, we have the Lions at 6-1. We have the Packers at 6-2. The Vikings are 5-2. The Bears are 4-3. Still the best division in football. It's going to come down probably to I hate to say that bit outright. Yeah, I was about to say the Lions are going to win it outright for sure. I originally thought it was going to come down to like that last game, the Vikings and Lions, which I still think it might. I think it might. Because I think the Vikings are going to be the Vikings. They just going to be, like I said, the offense is going to be their kryptonite. They can't score enough. That's going to be the problem. The offense was going to be just going to hit them. Like, that's the problem. If they don't put up points early on, the Vikings are cooked. That's how they operate. They got to dump points on early, and then teams lock them up, and then that's it. So, and then the defense gets tired.
Have Atlanta from 2016.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Nah, facts. So, I mean, we're going to see. I think the Lions get that out right. I think the Packers and Vikings make the playoffs. Y'all might be the odd man out in this situation, Casino. Might be the odd man
out. I say, we'll have a good year still. I feel like we could finish above 500 or at 500.
Yeah.
Just miss out on the playoffs.
I see y'all.
It's a rookie, so.
Yeah. Okay, I see y'all going about 10-7. I ain't gonna lie. I can see a 10-7 season.
You know what? That's a good year. That's an improvement.
Yeah, I think
I have no problem with that.
And any other year that'll literally make you the playoffs. It's just so many, it's just the top teams are top at this point. Like they are just like all bunched together. And the bottom feeders are the bottom feeders. We got what, like 12 teams? We got like 12, 13 teams under 500 this year, which is insane. Yeah, like most of the leagues suck. Yeah, like most of the leagues suck this year. So it is what it is. And a bunch of teams are literally 500 at this point. Like, we'll get to that in a second. The Falcons are 5-3. They're going to win a division. They're undefeated in the division right now. They're going to finish 6-0 in the division. Like we said, it was going to probably happen. There's going to be the division going to be worth winning for them. They're going to win that division. Like,
just got to watch out for the Bucs, but the Bucs just ended up getting hurt. So
yeah, so it panned out how we – that basically went how we say it was going to go. The Saints ended up becoming the Saints, and they was injury riddled, and they just whatever. The Panthers are 1-7. We ain't got to talk about that. Bryce Young is getting thrown to the Wolves this Sunday against the Saints again. So the bowl of ass is going to be on display next this coming Sunday. So, you know, we'll see.
That's in the four ass bowl.
Part five, because we had about four of them hoes already. All right, then we got the NFC West. Every team is 4-4 except for the Rams because they had a bye week. That's about all I can say with that one. The Cardinals win off of tiebreakers right now, y'all. Because they 2-0 in the division. That's all I can really say about that division. One team going to win it, they're going to probably be one and done in the playoffs. It's going to be what it be. I think the Rams going to sneak out and win it. Like I picked them again, I think the Rams going to sneak up and get it and be out in the first round. Wild card weekend. Whoever wins the NFC West is going to be a bye week for a team. I'm sorry. I'm just going to say it now. It's going to be a bye week. It's too much injuries, too much inconsistency in that division. I don't know.
Only could turn the injuries off in real life.
I know, right? That'd be great. We can run simulation mode for real. Yeah. All right. So, to end this, we're going to do this real quick, Casino, because it's getting to that time now. All right, so we're going to do predictions for next week. We're not going to talk about the stats and leaders right now. We're going to give it an next week we'll get into that because we're going a long time, so we'll get into the stat leads and all of that. Before we start the rundown for our prediction for the team, for next week games, who you got for MVP right now? Who your MVP standings right now, like top three? We ain't even got to do five. So give us three. Who you got, Casino?
I'm going to have to go ahead and do Lamar, Josh, and Derek.
Okay. My three, I'll say Lamar, Jaden, and then I'll say I had golf, but I had to say Henry. No. I had to say Allen. I'll say Allen. I got the three QBs going. It's a QB award, so I'm going with the three QBs. It's between them three.
Yeah, I respect it.
Yeah, it's between them three. Henry will be like my fourth, and golf would be five if I had to go further. But yeah, that's mine. Yeah, that's what I say with it. Yeah, sounds solid. So we got the Houston and the Jets. I said the Houston and the Jets, but we're going. That's like, no, it's time for me to wrap this up. The Texans and the Jets. Who you got?
Field goal game. I'm going to go with the Jets. It's the one they're going to pull off.
Okay. I'm going to say Texans by, like you said, field goals. It's going to be like a one of 15-12 games or 21-18 games. It's going to be one of them weird ones. It's going to be one. Or 24-18. Something weird like that going to go on. It's going to be like one. Somebody, whoever gets a touchdown first is going to win this game. That's how it's going to pretty much go.
Yeah, most definitely.
Yeah, so I say Texans. Texans by the hair they chin to chin chin. Then we got the Cowboys and the Falcons. Who you got?
I'm going Falcons. They about to go. Kirk Cousins is about to go crazy.
Kirk will change. Deron Bland back, but fuck him. So, yeah, I say Kirk will change is going to win that. We got
Yo Trap and take Oak Yo Trap.
I fuck with Kirk Harrison so much for that, dog. That shit was funny.
White ass.
Fucking church boy saying, take off your trap is insane. But we, we got the Dolphins and the Bills. Who you got?
Bills, easy.
I say Dolphins.
I respect it.
I say Dolphins. It's going to be the one the Dolphins get on them. I think it's going to be the Dolphins. We got Raiders and Bengals. I'm going to say Bengals. I was about to say Raiders. It'd be controversial, but I'm going to say Bengals. Fuck the Raiders. Yeah,
too much dysfunction over there.
I don't know. If Higgins don't play, Raiders winning easy. Just saying that now. Nah. I got the Chargers and the Browns. I'm going with Jameis.
I'll go ahead and put faith in the Chargers on this one. No. You know what? Browns, you're right. Because he got that team on his back right now. So yeah,
if I say he got to motivate, they believe in him, dogs. So I think the Browns going to beat the Chargers. I got Browns. We got another ass bowl coming up, gang. The Patriots and the Titans.
Patriots. Survival of the ass. I think the Patriots are less ass than the Titans.
I think we win. We went off a late field goal. Yeah, we got that. Also, what you think about the Ravens with the we're getting Deontay? You think it's gonna be a game changer for them? They got Deontay Johnson from the Panthers. You think it'll be a game changer for them?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know about game changer. He'll be serviceable.
Yeah, we gonna see, though. We gonna see. I'm curious. I saw their name come up, so I thought about him.
Yeah, I was about to say, I don't have enough. I haven't really seen enough from him, which is not his fault. You know, nigga got traded to the fucking Panthers. But
and then when he was with the Steelers, he didn't have a QB. You know, he had Pickett as QB with the Steelers. When he had Big Ben, he was him. So, I mean, you know, I think he'll be straight. I think he's a solid route runner. He'll make it work. I'm curious to see how they're going to use him, though, but we'll see that. We'll talk about that next week when we get more footage on that. We got the Commanders and the Giants. Commanders, field goal city.
I'm gonna go Giants on some bullshit.
I respect it. We got
just on the defense.
Yeah, I respect it. Like, I can see it happening. Like, some crazy shit gonna happen at the end of the game. Jaden throw a pick at the most inopportune time, fumble, crack his ribs in half. He out for 6 weeks. You know, type shit. We got the. The other ass bowl part two. We got the Saints and the Panthers. You got to pick a winner.
I must have broke. I'm going to go Saints.
I'm going to say Bryce get the dub.
I mean, Derek Carr supposed to be coming back. I'm going to go ahead and go with the Saints. I just can't pick the Panthers. My spirit.
I mean, both teams by wood and wood at this point, they got no receivers, though. They just fucked right now. Like, they are horrible right now. And Kamara hurt. I'm just going to pick the Panthers for fun's sakes. Just for controversy, I'm going to pick the Panthers. That's all. Got to throw some upsets in this thing. You know, make it a little spicy, a little interesting. We got the Broncos and the Ravens. Who you got?
I'm going to give it to the Ravens.
I say Ravens.
It's
going to
be a good game.
I say Ravens. I think so as well. I say Ravens. I think it's going to be a closer game than people think. So I say Ravens. We have the Jags and the Eagles.
Eagles.
Eagles. Bears and Cards. I know you're going to pick.
Yeah, the Cardinals. All day, every day.
I'm going to say...
That's a legacy game right there, too.
You're right.
Chicago Cardinals.
You're right. I ain't gonna lie. I kind of say the Cardinals, too. I'm going with the Cardinals, bro. I think the Cardinals gonna win.
Yeah, man. Fuck it.
Fuck it. I say Cardinals, man. Fuck it. They favorite, too. They a 1.5-point favorite.
34-14.
Fuck it. 34-14 would be so insane. Oh, my God. I remember. I got to write that down. We got the Lions and the Packers. That might be the best game of the week. No, Jordan Love might be hurt, so I don't know. Lions winning that bitch regardless. Jordan Love throwing three picks. He's going to throw three touchdowns, three picks. He approaching the 30-for-30 season. He on some Jameis time, for real. That was some shit. Who you got? You got Lions?
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
Okay. I figured. I know you hate the Packers so much, I can't see you picking them ever.
I don't even hate the Packers. I like the Lions.
Okay. I respect. We have the Rams and the Seahawks. I'm sorry.
I'm gonna go Rams. Seahawks, I don't know what's going on with them right now, but they are not that team from the beginning of the year.
Seahawks are very inconsistent. They up and down. They be beast out with shit on the field. Like last week, they was fighting each other, and the Bills players was breaking. It was crazy. It's so much dysfunction going on with that team. They just very inconsistent. They are. They're very inconsistent. So I'm gonna say Rams. He got Puka and Kupp back. Stafford gonna cook with him. Kyle Williams is arguably the second best back in the NFL right now. So, yeah, I got Rams. Colts and Vikings. Why the fuck is this the Sunday night game? What the hell? Colts and Vikings, Sunday night. Vikings, though.
I'm going to go Vikings, yeah.
Vikings. Why the fuck is that the Sunday night game? Who, regardless of what's going on right now with both these teams, who scheduled this to be the Sunday night game? Like, why is the Colts and Vikings a Sunday night game? Like, why?
Let's fuck it. That's why.
Why was the Lions and Bears one? The Lions and Packers.
Yeah, I'm about to say that would have been a better Sunday night game, but you know.
Fuck it.
Fuck it.
Fuck it. Ball up top. We got the Bucks and the Chiefs. Chiefs 8-0. Fuck 8-0. Fuck it. When they lose a game, only time will tell. We don't fucking know. Cause they just get the cupcake. They had the best record in the league and not the best record in the league. They won a division and a Super Bowl and got a cupcake schedule. The schedule been easy as hell for them. So hey, fuck it. Fuck it. Yeah. Chiefs. And the Steelers and the 49ers are off this week, so they're not playing the game, so they're going to stay idle. Yeah, I think it's going to be a decent week. It's going to be that up and down. We're going to have, like, two good games out the mix. It's going to be a lot of bottom feeders going against each other, so, yeah. Ain't going to really be too much going on. Yeah, so. Any closing thoughts on? Any closing thoughts, Casino?
Shout out the NFL. Thank y'all for making my Sunday stressful and fun at the same time. Y'all all appreciate it. And fuck Nick Bosa.
I agree. Amen. Amen. I second that. So yeah, I ain't got really much else to add. I think it's gonna be, like I said, it's gonna be a very up and down week. It might have like two or three good games, but it's gonna be kind of low this week because it's a lot of the injuries are piled up at this point. We're at the middle of the season, so the injuries didn't hit. The contenders and pretenders that kind of got established, so we know who really liked that and who not. So, you know, the teams that were, they might be a dark horse, they done kind of fell back down to earth, so it's not really much going on. So, I ain't got much more to add outside of that. So, we'll see. We'll see what happens. I think it's going to be a interesting little week they got going with the NFL. So, yeah. With that being said, I think we're going to bring this episode to a close. We'll be back next week. Discuss when the Chiefs will lose another game because they're not losing next week. So, yeah, we're going to see when we think a good time for them to lose a game because I need them to lose because I can't have them go undefeated. I cannot have the Brady lesson that Mahomes is going to keep getting pushed. I can't have that. So,
He already lost to Brady, so he'll never be number one.
Man, you know how people try to change history. So we'll see.
I don't care. He'll never be number one.
In my mind,
he didn't have a line. I don't care.
In my heart, in my mind, he'll never be number one over Brady. He lost to him twice. Fuck him. But yeah. With that being said, we're gonna bid you all to do. We'll try to squeeze some basketball in at some point. It's just basketball is way more games and they play way more frequent. And football is the hot sport right now, so it's kind of hard to get basketball because it's stuff to talk about, but it's kind of hard to mix that in with this. So yeah, we're gonna see what happens. We're gonna see what happens with that. With that being said, gonna bid you all adieu. Thank you all for listening. We appreciate it. And we'll see you all next week to discuss when the Chiefs are gonna lose a game because they have to lose. Peace out.
Y'all be cool. Free little dirt.
Bet.